Whether you are new to the living healthy lifestyle or a healthy living veteran, this is the place for the honest answers to your questions. Naturally Savvy with registered holistic nutritionist Andrea Donsky and health journalist Lisa Davis on RadioMD.com.
Hi, I'm Lisa Davis. Andrea is off today. We are joined once again by the wonderful and gorgeous Carol Ault, who joins us here twice a month. Hi, Carol.
Hi, Lisa. How are you doing today?
I'm good. I'm so glad to have you on. All right, Carol, so let's talk about sonograms, also called Dopplers. What are these good for, and why are you a fan of them?
Well, what I have found with sonograms and Dopplers is that you can diagnose disease without biopsy. For example, if you have a spot on your skin, an irritated spot on your skin, well, could it be a wart? Could it be a mole? Could it be a splinter? Could it be cancer? Or it could even be a parasite under there. But instead of having to cut a chunk of your skin out, you can go and get a sonogram or a Doppler, and you can take a look and see what is actually in that piece of skin that's causing irritation.
That's so interesting.
It's fascinating. For me, the last thing you want to do is cut into the body. That's the last thing you want to do is to stress the body. So if you can do a biopsy, basically, without cutting the skin, this is, for me, a fascinating jump forward in medical information.
Now, Carol, when did this first come onto your radar?
Well, I have been doing Dopplers and sonograms literally every 3 months or 4 months, you know, because I've had health issues. That's how I keep a hold on my health issues. I know what's going on inside because I do Dopplers and sonograms every 3 months. But doctor started talking, what's that?
Oh, I said you do. Oh, that's good.
Yeah. Just to keep up. And you know, I also do sonograms on my breast instead of doing a mammography. I do a sonogram. There's no radiation. So this type of process can be used for so many different things. For example, as well, if you find a lump in your breast, many doctors want to go in and cut this open and take a biopsy. So they have to invade the body to do it. Now, if this happens to be cancer, the last thing you want to do is stress an already stressed body or inflame an already inflamed body, because cancer is an inflammatory disease. What you want to do is you want to know what's inside of this tumor without having to stress the body, without having to cut it open. A Doppler and sonogram can absolutely tell you what's happening without cutting open the body. And basically what a Doppler does, we all know the Doppler because the Doppler is on the news for weather.
Yeah.
You know, you see the weather guy.
That's how I've heard of it. I didn't know that it was the same thing as a sonogram.
Right. It shows heat patterns. It shows weather patterns. Well, it's the same in the body. The Doppler can tell you that there's blood flow or there's no blood flow to that tumor. If there's no blood flow to the tumor, it's benign. If there's blood flow, well, cancer is like a building being built. It has to build the roads and it has to bring the building materials to the area to create. So, you know, if you've got veins and blood flow to a tumor, more times than not, then the tumor is cancerous. And a Doppler can show all that. It's just fascinating.
It really is. It's really impressive. You know, my question is, I wonder how it works with insurance. For example, if they tell you get
covered.
Your mammogram, and then go ahead.
I've been covered. I've been covered for insurance. My insurance has covered it 100%. So here's another fascinating thing, just to throw this out there, because that's a good question. But here's another fascinating thing.
Sure.
My friend has been complaining. He's got gastric reflux. He's tired and depressed, and his back has been hurting. And I was writing a blog, which I'm going to post on carolalt.com next Monday. I was writing this blog about Doppler's diagnosing parathyroid adenomas. And basically, a lot of clinicians miss the parathyroid, because the parathyroid are four little tiny glands that are on the thyroid. And everybody's looking at the big picture of the thyroid. And I'm writing this thing, and one of the group of symptoms was backache, gastric reflux, depression. And I called my friend up and I said, have you had your parathyroid checked? Go to a radiologist and ask for a sonogram and Doppler on your parathyroid, because you have so many of the symptoms of parathyroid disease. Go take a look, because if you catch it early, which is what a Doppler can do, you can head off and find your treatment for your issue. And a Doppler can do that without having to cut open your neck and reach in there and grapple around with your thyroid to get at the parathyroid. So it can do so many amazing things. I go to the Bard Cancer Center here in New York because I always get checked. It's a constant for me as a preventative thing to have things checked just to make
Definitely.
Sure.
And what do you have checked when you go?
Everything. This last time, you know, my mother used to go once a year and get everything checked, and that's basically what I do, you know, like mother, like daughter. So I go and I have my thyroid checked, because if your thyroid's having issues, you can be losing your hair. So many women come to me and they say, but I've had my thyroid checked. Well, you haven't had it checked if you haven't done a Doppler and a sonogram on it. You know, just to take the numbers in a blood test or in a hair test is not enough. You need to look at it. Sometimes it might just be out of position. You know, a cervical vertebrae could push on it, push it out of position. A sonogram and Doppler could tell you what's happening. So if you're losing your hair really more than normal, many times it's the thyroid. And a simple Doppler can tell you what's happening and relieve you, because if there's nothing going on, you want to know that too. But if there's something going on, you want to catch that in the early stages and figure out what treatment you want.
Now, did your friend end up getting the Doppler?
I was just writing it yesterday for next Monday's blog on carolalt.com, and I called him yesterday. So he was shocked. He said to me, I can't believe that all these symptoms can be just the parathyroid. I said, the problem is 90% of the time it's clinically missed.
Wow.
It's never missed with a sonogram or a Doppler. Well, I can't say never, but you know what I mean? It's hardly ever missed with a sonogram or Doppler. But clinically, without a sonogram or Doppler, most people let those symptoms slide by. They think it's something else. Or they just say, yeah, you're tired, or you've got, you know, take a Tums if you've got gastric reflux. Take a Prevacet, or, you know, but many times these things have, you know, you're dealing with the symptoms. What you need to do is find the cause.
Yes, that's true. And then once you know, then you can go ahead and find the right type of practitioner to treat it. You know, you brought up the blood test earlier, and that's also something that you want to have the right type of physician. And I would recommend a functional medicine physician or an integrated physician, because sometimes they'll look at your numbers and they'll say, oh, you're normal. Like, I had my hormone panel done, and then I showed it to a functional medicine guy, and he's like, oh, you're all out of whack. You know, because there's like a certain, there's a certain range where you'll fall in the normal, but it's not really normal. Do you know what I mean? Have you experienced that at all?
Well, here's the issue. Yes. What they say is you're normal for your age. Well, I don't want to be normal for a 55. I want to be normal for a 20-year-old, because I want to feel 20 again. Why do I want to be normal for a 55-year-old?
That is a good point. And, you know, we should have you come back. We should have you. We always have you come back. But next time we should talk about, I'd love to hear your opinion about bioidentical hormones and things
like
that.
Absolutely. Let's put it on the list of things to talk about. That would be great.
Yeah. Because I think that's a way that we can, you know, maybe not 20, but we can, you know, feel our best and stay best. But what's so important, which we always talk about, is getting back to what we're eating. And the toxins that are surrounding us, and getting rid of them as much as possible, and our attitude and our emotions and all that stuff helps keep us young as well.
Absolutely.
Well,
I
Carol,
also find
as usual,
it here. Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
Oh, that's okay, Carol. The time goes by so fast. We love
so
having
fast.
You on. You can learn more about Carol at Model Carol all on Twitter, and she's here twice a month, so be sure to check her out. Thank you so much for listening to Naturally Savvy. Lisa Davis. Andrea will be here next time.